Sylvester. We don't make a move without you. All right, good afternoon. It is April 18th, 2011. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor of the state capitol. It's just after 1:30 p.m., and we have a work session today for the commission to talk with staff about a proposed order in case number GS-10-602. For anyone who may be listening in, this is Tony Clark, and I'll ask my fellow commissioners to introduce themselves as well.
Kevin Kramer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian Kulk.
And Mark, if you'll turn your mic on. And from staff we have here today?
Mark Grumman, legal.
And we're also joined by PSC staff members Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco and Patrick Fahn, who are in the audience as well. With that, we have a proposed order. Is that the best starting off point for discussions? This is in Commissioner Kulk's portfolio, I think. And so, Brian, why don't you leave the discussion if you want? Or if you
sure. Well, I just I guess what I was thinking, same thing you just said, is kind of, you know, I obviously went through the order myself, but had a few questions and maybe just get your gentleman's thoughts and some things. But my overall thoughts were, I know this has been around for a while, but I thought that the recommended order really kind of walked through very methodical the proposed violations as well as the rationale that came to whether they believe there was a violation or wasn't a violation. And quite honestly, towards the end, I like how they came up with a layered approach to actually solving the problem. I guess that's my opening thoughts. So maybe you wanted to hear, I hadn't talked to Mark about this too much, about the legal background. That was the only thing I was thinking maybe it is a jump-off point there too.
I did review the order, and again, I had a couple of incidental change recommendations that were incorporated in the order in front of you right now. So from a legal standpoint, I didn't see anything wrong.
Okay. Well, do we want to just kind of go page by page, or did you gentlemen have just a general thought up front? Because, I mean, there was nothing that jumped out at me as out of the ordinary that I had really questions on other than the very end. I thought maybe I'd like to hear your opinions on the way they laid out the proposed fines. But should we, I mean, that's the part that I don't need to go through all the different violations, alleged violations, probable violations.
I don't know.
Kevin, do you have any thoughts?
I don't.
I mean, just in general, too, I'd say that I was surprised at the number of probable violations, that it went from almost zero to this, but I guess that's another issue, I think. For now, though, the thing is that what to do to solve the problem and what would be the fair rate for the fines, if you will. Because I don't think there was even any question about from the city is that they really disagreed with anything other than, you know, they showed some the violations, the probable violations that were rescinded. They were able to provide some documentation, but the rest of them, they basically said, yep, that's right. Mark, did you see it any differently from the legal side?
Nope.
Okay.
Tend to concur. It's fairly straightforward.
I did ask some questions when I walked it through earlier today about, you know, that started out with a proposed civil penalties of $12,000, and then as it kind of wrapped up, the layering down of 500 per violations, and they listed a different violations for a total civil penalty of 7,500, and you kind of break that down into 2,500 goes to the state general fund, if you will. And then 5,000, which would go towards the county to make sure they do the training so this doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. That was the part that I see in the order that they really lowered it because of the size of the city of Granville, which I agree with that. But then I still don't know if it's the right amount, if we should have them put even more into training, or if this is appropriate.
Well, it's a really good point because the pain of the penalty is the $7,500, period. Now, you know,
Exactly.
To say this, well, you know, that you know, all but $3,000, $4,500 going to the state of North Dakota, it doesn't do a heck of a lot for the state of North Dakota. But if there's more, your point is $3,000 adequate? Should we be doing more to incent the training and the safety?
Yeah, exactly. Because that was the one thing that I don't know what the appropriate
punishment.
Well, or at the end of the day, do we have assurance that all these training things will be taken care of? Yeah. I guess that's kind of the next step.
Well,
you could just have a reporting requirement.
Yeah, for sure. Is that in there, Pat? I mean, some sort of reporting requirement, or is it implied? System operate training plan, okay.
There are a lot of those that say 30 days, but...
If Granville staff has not been qualified, see if Granville will show how and when the training will occur. Oh, yeah, I see.
Record
of attendance and costs, okay. Well, I mean, that is the bottom line, the whole point of the loss, safety, I guess.
What you could do is you could structure it to be a civil penalty of $7,500, but it could be satisfied by spending up to that amount on training. I mean, anything that wasn't spent on training could be remitted to the state, but I agree. I mean, the $2,500 to the state doesn't mean anything for the state. I don't know that it's a meaningful penalty. But if we encourage it to be used for training programs, it's great. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Well, that was kind of my thought about
so you how wouldn't have you wouldn't you know it wouldn't be you spend $5,000 and then pay $2,500 to the state. It would just be it's a $7,500 fine and you got to spend it on training.
Appropriate training. Would then we put a time frame on that? Because eventually they would spend it unless we.
Yeah, right. Perpetuity. Well, there'll be ongoing audits, obviously, so that they're going to have to come into compliance.
This is where we don't have our technical experts.
Is there a reason we shouldn't do this?
We have to work on the magic language, though, to make it such a thing.
Tony's thought there.
We'll find it.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
At $7,500, I mean, that's probably enough to be meaningful training. It's not.
I would think so.
Enough to be like.
And I suspect.
You're finding make work either, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think.
I think that would be good.
If there's a recommendation on the period of time it should be spent over, that would be fine too. Mm-hmm. $7,500 on training over the next, 3 years? I don't know. I mean, maybe we can get a recommendation from.
So 6 months from the date of this order.
I don't have this. How tough is it to spend?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
In 6 months of training. Some of it's dependent on what courses you can get into and so on and so forth.
Right.
And I had some help with this from our inspector. And at 5,000, 6 months was going to work. But if you take it 7,500, it might take a little bit longer.
You might need 12 months. You might need 12 months to spend 7,500?
Well,
but you could adequately, true, 6 months could be adequate for 5,000.
I suspect there's a question too about if they've, since this started, if they've spent money on training, if that would apply towards the dollars that were spent.
Yeah, right. Since
you know what I mean?
That, yeah. Yeah, it's a good question.
But if we did 7,500 for 12 months, that seems
reasonable. 12 months from the date of the order.
That seems reasonable. And whatever they don't use, they give to the state. They pay to the state. That incentivizes the training.
Yeah. for me.
Works for me.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Okay, any other questions?
No, good order.
All right. It is good.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thanks for your work, everybody.